You are listening to the English programme with me, Steve. Time to have a look at what our old friend, the maniacal monarch, Mr. Henry VIII, was writing about. Of course, he was quite the old charmer, you know. Oh, yes, with his girlfriends and everything. Believe it or not, he may have been a man of action and everything, but he was also quite the letter writer. A bit of a James Bond, I believe. This is episode 6 in our series of the love letters of Henry VIII. These are the letters he wrote to Anne Boleyn, when he was her suitor, I suppose. It begins here, "To my mistress, because the time seems very long since I heard concerning your health and you. The great affection I have for you has induced me to send you this bearer, to be better informed of your health and pleasure, and because since my parting from you, I have been told that the opinion in which I left you is totally changed, that you would not come to court, either with your mother, if you could, or in any other manner, which report, if true, I cannot sufficiently marvel at, because I am sure that I have since never done anything to offend you, and it seems a very poor return for the great love which I bear you to keep me at a distance both from the speech and the person of the woman that I esteem most in the world." This is all one sentence, you know. There's absolutely no punctuation here. It's appalling. We continue. "And if you love me with as much affection as I hope you do, I am sure that the distance of our two persons would be a little irksome to you, though this does not belong so much to the mistress as to the servant. Consider well, my mistress, that absence from you grieves me sorely, hoping that it is not your will that it should be so. But if I knew for certain that you voluntarily desired it, I could do no other than mourn my ill fortune, by my degrees abate my great folly." Finally, a bit of a break here for me. "And so, for lack of time, I make an end of this rude letter, beseeching you to give credence to this bearer in all that he will tell you from me, written by the hand of your entire servant, H.R. Interesting letter there, Henry. Not in a very good mood, it seems. I don't think Henry is going to impress her with all that sort of negative talk, is it? There's nothing worse than someone who sounds desperate, well, in a letter, has to be said. But that was the sixth letter written by Henry VIII to Anne Boleyn.